Hey guys, I just wanted to come on here and share with you all just a real quick message that's just burning in my heart and in my spirit. It's been a while actually since I had been on here to do one solo, so I decided to come on this evening just to speak breakthrough over your life. I keep hearing the words breakthrough, breakout, push through, and I feel like that's what we are standing on the brink of. So many of us are praying and waiting so patiently for that breakthrough. And I want you to cast off that defeated mindset and take on a breakthrough mindset. Remain breakthrough minded. And know that whatever it is that you're waiting for, you are standing on the very brink of it. And I just wanted to take this moment, and I just want to come on here, and I just want to declare that breakthrough into your life. Whatever area of your life that you are seeking for, to be mended, to be healed, to be restored. Because I feel like we are in such a season of restoration, and that's what God wants to do within our lives, is a season of restoration. He wants to restore you. He wants to restore that relationship. He wants to restore those things that look broken and dead and lifeless to you. And right now, I just want to take these few moments, and I just want to declare over you that a new strength will begin to rise up within you. Cast off that, you know, cloak of weariness. I speak a cloak of strength to enshroud you and to just rise up within you, that the enemy of your souls, he has no authority over you or any authority over any area of your life. I just pray those spiritual wolves that would like to just come and just take from you shall no longer take from you, but you shall be restored even greater. Just like Job was restored even greater than in his ladder than he was before, that is what I declare over you and over your life. I am just praying from the north, the south, the east, the west, that breakthrough will come. For those marriages that's suffering, breakthrough will come. For that prodigal child, breakthrough will come. For that friendship that looks like it's totally destroyed, breakthrough will come. I speak the healing waves of God to begin to flow, that healing balm of Gilead to begin to flow over each and every wounded heart tonight. And I just pray that you would just continue to reach out and take hold of the Master, because he is right there where you are. He will meet you right where you are in the middle of that mess. And I just declare healing over cancer, over any affliction that may be upon your body. By his stripes you shall be healed. And for those that have had things in their past that has caused them hurt and caused them pain, I declare healing over every one of those broken places in their lives. And I pray just a comfort and a peace. And those that have yet to reconcile, just a desire to do so. That reconciliation, that restoration, that resurrection, I just speak it over these airways into every corner of this earth. I pray that the Lord will release it on each and every head tonight. Wherever you are, I just pray for that to flow in your life. Resurrection, restoration, restitution. Hallelujah. That just hit my spirit as well. And reconciliation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just praise him for what he's going to do in your life. And you just lift your hands and you praise him before that breakthrough comes. And you continue to keep standing on the very brink of it, because I feel that it is sooner than you think. Hold on, because I truly feel we are in a season of breakthroughs, and they will come forth suddenly. And that is my prayer over these airways, because so many of us have been standing. So many of us have cried in the midnight hour. So many of us are down on our knees crying and travailing in prayer. And it just seems like absolutely nothing is moving or shifting. But I declare and I pray right now, Lord, shift every situation and every heart. Move in every way from the north, the south, the east, the west. Let restoration come. Let healing come forth. Let resurrection come forth. Let reconciliation come forth. And that which the enemy is trying to steal from each and every life, he shall not be able to hold it. His grip is loosened in Jesus' mighty name. Let his grip be loosened. And the grip, hallelujah, that, whew, glory, that broke the hand of death, that wonderful touch of Jesus, let it touch and grip each and every one of you tonight. Let it grip that icy heart and cause it to be restored with such a love like it never knew before. Let it take hold of that one suffering and pain, and the pain shall cease and go in Jesus' name. That one that's feeling such confusion that the voice of God is going to be greater than that of the enemy speaking into your ear. For he is singing songs of victory over each and every one of you tonight. And I just stand in agreement for whatever it is that you're waiting on God to do. Praise God. I just wanted to take those few moments and declare all of this in Jesus' mighty name, that it shall come forth speedily. Hallelujah. You've been in that waiting room of God, but the door's turning and it's beginning to open. That which you have been praying and seeking for has not been in vain. And I just bless each and every one of you. Just receive it into your spirit and remain breakthrough-minded. And I just declare those breakthroughs to come right on the heels of each other, on the heel of another. Hallelujah. Breakthrough after breakthrough, right on the heel of each other. Just that suddenly, that quickly, that swiftly, move in every situation, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I also, normally I don't do this, but I felt such an unction to do this before I end this broadcast. I need each and every one of you out there that will to come in agreement with me on something I am seeking the Lord for in the area of these very things. He knows what it is. He knows what that breakthrough is and what's needed. And it's in the area of the restoration and everything that I'm talking about, a healing, a restoration, you know, a reconciliation and that type thing. And I just want you all to agree with me that God will move. Hallelujah. All that will just stand with me and pray and just remember me as you pray. And this breakthrough, like I said, God knows what it is. But I know the power we have is one. But when we come united, we can send 10,000 to flight. So I just felt such an unction to do that before I end this broadcast, because I know our prayers will be heard, and I know that this person's life that needs that breakthrough will be forever changed. And I thank you all in advance for doing that. Like I said, I love y'all, and I'm just thankful for each and every one of you that just stand in support of me. All the kind messages that I've ever received. I actually received a message to do this live because I had not done one by myself in a long time, and I just felt such an unction to do that here tonight. Normally I do lives, but it's with others, but I hadn't done one by myself in a long time, but tonight was the night. So I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you. I just bless you. I love you guys. And I thank you for standing with me in this request. And know, I know that I know that breakthrough shall come. Not only for my request, but for each and every one of you. In Jesus' mighty name. I love you guys.